This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Cam, and now we're joined by Sean Tanis of the News Desk for our market wrap. Sean, the East Coast Rail Link project is set to go ahead. However, the cost has been significantly reduced. Tell us more.
So the government has now signed a supplementary agreement between Malaysia Rail Link and the China Communications Construction Company. The cost has been reduced by about 33%, and that's a reduction of 21.5 billion ringgit from the previous cost. So with that, the final expenditure will be 44 billion ringgit. That's a lot of money to imagine, but I'll go with Kelvin's chicken rice index.
Sure.
That's about 8 billion chicken rice packets.
That did not help me, but go on.
So previously, there were a lot of talk on penalties if the government terminates the project, which can balloon up to 22 billion ringgit. So I'm looking at it, you might as well take that hit via a reduction and still deliver a project that will serve the people rather than paying penalties, legal fees and whatnot, and have nothing in return.
But earlier this week, analysts were expecting the cost-cutting measure to be stretched by 50%. But 33% is still huge. I'm curious if this involves the realignment of the line and a rerouting to Negeri Sembilan as it was previously reported.
CIMB research said the ECRR project could be reduced by 48%, but that was pretty ambitious, I felt. The rerouting to Negeri Sembilan was from the Gombak to Mentakap route, but this implies an alternative alignment away from the mountainous Titiwangsa range. So an integration with KTMB's existing rail line in Negeri Sembilan was mooted, but the Prime Minister's special envoy, Tun Daim Zainuddin, confirmed the line will not go through Gombak.
Okay, so do we have any idea what the revised line is going to look like?
Yes, the revised line will be Kota Baru, Mentakap Jelubu, Kuala Kelawang, Bangi / Putrajaya and Port Klang. And a double tracking line also remains part of the plan despite suggestions to adopt single tracking because, earlier they said traffic flow is expected to be low, and this is mainly because of the small population and low investments in the states like Pahang, Terengganu and Kelantan. But on a bigger picture, this is also huge news for China because the Kuantan port, ECRL and Port Klang route shortens travelling time to the west of Peninsula Malaysia, and this also eliminates the need to use the Singapore port. So there's a press conference scheduled on Monday to explain the details of this improved deal, so we'll see what comes out of it.
And on that note, how are stocks related to the ECRL project doing on Bursa today?
Yeah, shares of construction companies like Gabungan AQRS fell 3.6% to 1.35 ringgit. George Kent, however, rose 2.3% at 1.32 ringgit. Lafarge Malaysia has secured a contract to supply cement for the ECRL project, and their shares closed up 0.8% at 2.48 ringgit.
Sean, thank you so much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.